This morning, John Walker Lind appeared before a federal magistrate in Alexandria, Virginia. Lind was charged last week with helping two terrorist organizations and conspiring to kill Americans. He was taken into custody in Afghanistan in early December. Since then, television pictures of a filthy, bearded man have been broadcast around the world. The man who appeared in court today looked nothing like him. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Just after 9 a.m., John Walker Lind entered the courtroom, looking scared and confused. Gone was the beard, and gone was the long, straggly hair. His hair was cut so short it might have been shaved. His tall, skinny body was covered in a new green jumpsuit, prisoner stenciled across the back. As Lind approached the defense table, his five lawyers and the security guard crowded around him in a protective semicircle. Then the magistrate, W. Curtis Sewell, addressed the 20-year-old prisoner. He summarized the charges against him. The most serious charge is conspiracy to kill Americans abroad. There are counts of providing material support to two terrorist organizations, including Al-Qaeda. And finally, Sewell said, he's charged with providing services to the Taliban. "Do you understand the charges against you?" the judge asked. Lind replied softly, almost inaudibly, "Yes, sir, I understand." The federal prosecutor then read the penalties if Lind is convicted, up to life in prison. One mystery was clarified, how John Walker Lind would be identified. At one point, the judge called him Mr. Walker, sparking some commotion among defense attorneys. He should be called Mr. Lind, they said, and the judge corrected himself. During the 14-minute hearing, Lind did not glance at his parents, who were sitting in the second row of the courtroom. Afterwards, Frank Lind and Marilyn Walker appeared before the microphones in front of the courthouse. Frank Lind said they spent time with their son this morning.
John loves America. We love America. John did not do anything against America. John did not take up arms against America. He never meant to harm any American, and he never did harm any American. John is innocent of these charges.
Next, Marilyn Walker stepped forward. Barely holding back tears, she said it's been 2 years since she's seen her son, who left on a spiritual quest for Islam and returned as a federal defendant.
My love for him is unconditional and absolute, and I'm grateful to God that he has been brought home to his family, me, his home, his country.
Now that he's in his own country, John Lind will benefit from some high-powered legal assistance. Leading the team is a prominent criminal defense lawyer and former prosecutor, James Brosnahan. Backing him up will be three other former federal prosecutors, including the former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. In a foretaste of the battle to come, Brosnahan said after the hearing that Lind had been held in custody for 54 days before he knew the charges against him.
From December 2nd, John Lind asked for a lawyer, repeatedly asked for a lawyer. Everyone that had anything to do with passing on what should happen with John Lind, you may be assured, was informed of all the details, including the fact that he was asking for a lawyer from the 2nd of December, some 51 or 2 days ago.
If Brosnahan can prove that the FBI violated Lind's Miranda rights or that Lind was coerced into giving statements, then a judge could decide to suppress those statements at trial. That would present prosecutors with a huge problem. Last week, Attorney General John Ashcroft said the government is basing its case, at least in large part, on what Lind said to the FBI. U.S. Attorney Paul McNulty said he couldn't discuss those allegations. They would be decided by a judge.
I will draw your attention, however, to the complaint and the affidavit that's attached to the complaint, which sets forth the fact that Mr. Walker had signed a statement waiving his right to a counsel when he spoke to the FBI, and that's set forth in the complaint.
John Lind will next appear in court on February 6. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.